Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Recipe writer and cookbook author Sarah Butler is with me to help us prepare for Easter Sunday. If you're hosting and maybe you're looking to try and have everything prepped and ready to go to cater for whatever number of people that you have, but you want to have your big batch Easter dish, Sarah.
Yes.
Ready to rock.
This is a good one.
Tell us about the menu today.
It's not your traditional, but it's something a little bit different. And as you said, it's great if you're having lots of people over. You can make it ahead, lay it all out on your table and let everybody help themselves to what they want.
It is lamb.
Yes, it is.
But it's not the leg of lamb
or the lamb shank. No, it is a Moroccan style lamb. So yes, it's the meat.
Right up my street now.
Yeah, it's great. It's the meat from the leg.
So what are we doing?
So I asked my butcher to take the meat off the bone and cut it into chunks. For me.
Okay, so he did that.
So chunks of meat, lamb, and then you just have to marinate it. That's really important. The flavours.
Mm-hmm.
Marinate it if you can overnight. So you just pop in grated ginger, lemongrass, if you have one. Again, as I always say, there's no rules. If you don't have something, leave it out. Paprika, cinnamon, some garlic, lots of garlic in there, and Greek yogurt. If you have it.
Yeah, should say actually for listeners, this is all on our socials, on News Talk, it's on Sarah's
on
as well.
Mine,
don't worry,
I have a video of it from start to finish, so you don't need to be writing down everything. And you marinate that overnight in the fridge. And then the next day...
Raw, uncooked,
mm-hmm. in a bowl, everything in one bowl. And then you just sear off your meat, brown it on a hot pan in batches. It's really important to when you're searing your meat to do it in batches. If you put it all in together, it'll stew. Do you ever put lots of meat into your pan and it gets watery and bubbly, you know, and that just makes it tough. So seal it well in a hot pan in batches.
Okay.
And then you take it out and pop it into an oven-proof casserole dish with a handful of cherry tomatoes, a red onion, some water and some tomato puree, a tin of tomatoes, bring it to a simmer into your oven for 6 to 8 hours.
And what sort of a heat?
About 130. Non-fan, if possible. Or into your slow cooker.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you don't have to use the slow cooker because I'm tasting this, the lamb now, and it actually tastes like lamb out of the slow cooker. It is gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Pop it into your slow cooker.
I mean, really tender.
You can put everything into your slow cooker raw, but I do like to seal the meat. I just think it keeps the juices in and it makes it lovely and tender.
Okay.
So leave it there then until it just falls apart.
Now, you have a whole plate of stuff here in front of me today. There's couscous, there's coriander, cheese, two different dips, which I'm so excited to hear about. rocket, lettuce. So we're not just serving this now. Like, this isn't just a main.
Exactly. You can have that with rice and some veg, or you can have it, if you want it, with potatoes. That's what I love about the likes of this dish. Mm. It's so versatile. But as I said, for the ease of stress in your kitchen, you don't want to be, you know, over a pan and you know, stressing about people, everybody eating together at the same time, keeping everything warm. So get that lamb into a big dish. Then I have that lovely couscous. And that is the easiest thing in the world to
make. Yeah, I went through a little bit of a phase with couscous during lockdown. You know, when you were allowed to have like two people in the back garden for the barbecue or whatever. And I really only started to make couscous then. But I find it sometimes it's hard to get... It either goes too soggy.
Yeah, you have to time it and rinse it, a bit like the rice. So 5 minutes.
Yeah, but try and probably dousing it in too much water. This is probably
boiling the bag. It's the great way to do it. Just get the boil in the bag in for 5 minutes and then rinse it with a sieve under cold water, and that'll stop it from cooking and take out any starch.
And you have peppers.
I've just added in raw peppers, red and yellow, a little red onion and coriander. And the key is to chop everything nice and small.
Yeah.
So you can grab it with the fork and it's bite size. So you have that. You have your selection of lettuces, rocket and iceberg, and then those gorgeous dips.
So this sort of reminds me of kind of your kebab.
Yeah, well, that's
thing,
the pita pocket that I couldn't believe how easy. Yeah, they're great. That's where I kind of was thinking takeaway, fakeaway, lamb, Easter, something different. But the pita pockets, I couldn't get over how easy they were to make.
So you made these. Tell us about this.
Very proud of myself.
Yeah, they're really impressive.
Yeah, they're great. And they're...
Says you, I have 4 cookbooks that should be on.
I really didn't think I'd manage to get them to puff up. So what I did with them was, you have some warm water always with your yeast, so it activates it. You know the yeast packets you can get, the little packets you'll buy.
I have nowhere near. I mean, I can't even perfect scones.
These are so easy. So add your yeast to your warm water, add in your strong white flour, a pinch of salt, knead that for 10 minutes. And then pop it into an oiled bowl for an hour and it'll double in size. Again, this is all going to be on my Instagram. Mm. And then you just cut them into little small circles, roll them with your rolling pin, nice and flat, and into a really hot oven. And they just puff up. It takes about 5 minutes.
But sure, the great thing when we're talking about batch cooking all of the time, these can be done,
frozen, make a load of them.
Yeah, brilliant.
And obviously, you've got three or four ingredients in there.
In the recipe that you're giving us for the pita breads, how many did you get out of it roughly?
I got four, but I would double it because it worked. Mm. I only made four because I said this won't work now and I'll end up with a load of flour wasted. So I doubled that to make eight. And one is loads.
That's a full nearly meal in itself.
So once you have that filled with your lamb and your lettuce and everything else.
Talk to me about the two dips you have.
The two dips. I knew you'd like them. I know you like your sauces.
Yeah, big into dousing things in sauce.
Okay, so the first one is a mint yogurt sauce. So you've got your yogurt for the marinade of the meat and you're going to have some left over. So use that Greek yogurt.
Okay.
And there are some fresh mint leaves in there. Four or five, chopped nice and fine, half a clove of garlic and some lemon juice. And then you've got ground cumin and cayenne pepper, salt and pepper. Mix it all up.
The kick is obviously from the cumin then, is it?
Yes.
Because there's a kick of this.
There is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the garlic in there is lovely. And you're using those spices again in that lamb. Sorry, I forgot to mention. You've got cinnamon and paprika are the spices that you use with that lamb to marinate it. So that gives just a really unusual flavour with the sweetness of the cinnamon. And then the sriracha,
I was going to call it pink sauce.
We'll go pink sauce. We'll call
like big four, do you remember?
Burger sauce, That's just mayonnaise and a little of the sriracha mixed up.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
And then put the two of them into the pita bread, open it up, two of them into it.
Add in your lettuce.
Load in your lamb. All of your sauce.
And I love that everybody can take what they want. If you want cheese, if you don't want cheese.
This is a perfect serving option if you're catering for a few people.
Yeah. Perfect. Get some nice.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
It is different. You know, everybody's doing the traditional lamb stew, leg of lamb.
There's so much goes with that between potatoes and veg.
Cleaning up.
You know,
that's literally one pot done.
This is fab looking.
Yeah.
Now, can you freeze your lamb afterwards?
You can. Yeah. Just reheat it once you've defrosted it. Always reheat only once.
Okay.
So they say, you know.
I would never think to put cheese over lamb.
I know, I just brought it as an option.
Yeah, you know, it's nice though, yeah.
It kind of makes it, and you could melt that if you want it.
Yes, like, look at this.
It's perfect. And then the sauces on top are
unbelievable.
Winners.
Yeah, I think that would be a real people pleaser night for a crowd.
Yeah, and the pockets are, they're not stodgy and heavy. Sometimes the ones you can buy can be heavy and hard, whereas they're super thin.
So. Are you a sort of a lamb, is lamb a regular in your menu at home? Or?
Not really. And I think it's because of the smell that it leaves and the mess and the grease.
A lot of people have an issue with the smell of lamb.
Clean up of grease and everywhere.
Yeah, my mother's funny about the smell of lamb as well.
So that's why I'll go with this option.
Leg of lamb, lamb shank, any of that. Oh yeah, that's 100% up my street. You also have a pre-prepared batch cooked dessert for us, I see, for Easter. Go on.
A little bit more traditional for Easter. That is the carrot cake. So easy to make.
It's the icing on carrot cake.
It is, buttercream. Yeah. So if you like nuts, bready type things, it's perfect and the lovely sweetness in there.
Yeah, and probably you can, I suppose the idea of all of this is that it can be
batched,
made in advance, and
slice that up.
Yeah, people are busy, don't have time for this big, catering on a Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon.
You know, or if you wanted to make a couple of loaves, I made three loaves now. I brought one with me. I have two at home. I threw one into the freezer. You know, if somebody's calling over, saves you messing.
Yeah,
pull it out, slice it. You know, you can freeze it whole, halved, or sliced. So you know, somebody living on their own can just slice it up and freeze it in individual with a little parchment paper in between each and just take it out as you need it.
You can freeze the carrot cake, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You can freeze pretty much everything.
Everything, yeah. I'm always kind of weary about freezing food. Yeah, I don't know why, but I have a sort of a weird...
Yeah, I know. A lot of people ask me that question and, you know, always defrost overnight in your fridge. Even when you're cooking something from the freezer, I let it defrost. I wouldn't say put a frozen lasagna into the oven. let it defrost fully in your fridge overnight and then pop it into your oven.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff. If people are looking, as I said, all your recipes, the details of the Moroccan lamb, the couscous, the pita breads, the carrot cake with the icing cream, buttercream, icing. It's all up on your socials and on our socials here in News Talk as well. But aside from that, you have one of your cookbooks to give away.
I have my most recent cookbook, Comfort Food, to give away.
Yeah. I've made about three things out of it, I'd say.
Great.
Yeah, from the goujons, the buttered chicken.
That's a very popular one.
Yeah, I'm all...
Lots of great batch cooks in there and just family favourites with ingredients you have at home.
Yeah. Okay, so if any of our listeners want Sarah Butler's cookbook, all you've got to do... Actually, do you know what? It's Easter and we just want to get into that little bit of a lighter Easter mood. So send us in your best Easter joke today.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah, send it in to us on WhatsApp. Just put Easter at the start of it. Send us in the joke with your name and we'll read a few of them out throughout the show. Right. We'll pick a winner before the end of the programme. We'll give away Sarah Butler's cookbook just before 2 o'clock today. That number, 087-1400-106. Actually, better again, if you want, send us in a voice note with your Easter joke and we might play a few of them out. Sarah Butler, we will talk to you next Monday afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.